Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
It is Kyle Brusten Nordman here on ESPN Wisconsin. Micah Parsons has been the...
Strove. Now this is some breaking news.
Strove? Alex Strove.
Don't you smile back there.
Get to talking, because I'm telling you this right now. I told you earlier, breaking news for Micah. Is it happening?
Unfortunately, that is not the breaking news right now.
What in the world could be breaking news?
It's actually bad breaking news.
Oh, no.
Somebody else got
it? It is not Packers related. It is not Micah Parsons related. It is baseball related. As ESPN's Jeff Passan reports, quote, tough blow for Milwaukee. Closer Trevor McGill is on the injured list with a flexor strain in his right arm.
Oh.
While their bullpen depth is bountiful, according to Jeff Passan, low-grade injuries can take time to heal, putting McGill's availability for the postseason into question.
Postseason? Oh.
That is a downer.
No. That is bad news. That's bad breaking news.
That is all-star Trevor McGill headed to the injured list, and postseason availability is in question.
That's bad news. Not the breaking news I was expecting or hoping for today.
Yeah, took me down and a couple
it's of notches. It felt like the Brewers pitching staff finally had it all. Starting pitching, relief, the closer, the whole thing. Because, yeah. I mean, what, Obner is now probably going to be your closer?
I would assume, or maybe Shelby Miller, since he's so experienced.
Yeah, he had a rough outing last night.
Yeah, but yeah.
It's Obner.
But Obner is so well situated for the eighth.
He is.
To then hand it over to McGill for the ninth. It just felt like that was for lack of a better term, a home run.
Outside of the 3 out of 4 last appearances McGill's had with blown saves. But Obner pitched, obviously, the ninth on, what day is the day? He pitched the ninth on Monday.
He had
the day off yesterday. Given that the bullpen's so taxed, this obviously does not make you feel a whole lot better about that. Not great.
Okay, here's an idea. We're going to get back to Micah. And I see you, Ken and Jake. We're going to get to you. Is there any way that you maybe put the Miz at the back end?
All right,
for the postseason,
I actually don't. Not maybe not the back end, but I think after seeing him yesterday, after seeing him the last few starts, I am a little sold, and I don't want to mental the psyche too much because obviously this guy not a guy who's used to coming out of the bullpen, but I am kind of sold. I have sold myself on Miz as a relief pitcher in the postseason.
Sell me.
I mean,
why? Because he's good in short bouts,
two good innings.
Yeah, you just need
in
two,
relief,
two or three.
And maybe you do the
lineup.
The thing Craig Counsell used to do with the opener, right? So you just go like two innings, get six outs, and then you just use a bunch of your.
I think
your
him
bullpen.
And Quinn Priester would be great matched up together.
You trust Priester though. Priester can give you 4 or 5 good innings.
I just need 3 solid from Priester or 4 solid from Priester.
Because you feel
to Miz for 3 solid innings.
When it comes to the postseason, especially, you feel obviously very good about Freddie and Woodruff. You feel good about Quintana. You feel good about Priester. Would you like a fifth starter? Sure, but then that's where you could go with the opener on Miz, or you could move Miz to the bullpen and you could bring in. I don't know. My mind's messed up right now.
It's not great.
Didn't see this one coming.
Because, I mean, but it shows Trevor McGill couldn't throw his curveball, and Trevor McGill struggled.
He's been struggling.
Yeah.
And the reason why is he was trying to throw through a little bit of pain, and it didn't work out. So that sucks for the Milwaukee Brewers, and that is breaking news for the Milwaukee Brewers. But back to Micah Parsons, after Green Bay Packers here on KBN are rumored to be having some conversations with the Dallas Cowboys. There have been rumors out there that there is a trade on the table. And also that there is an offer that the Packers are willing to pay Micah Parsons $45 million a year. Now, Bradley Nordman is excited for it. I'm not sure if he believes it to be true or not. Do you believe it to be true? There's smoke, there's fire?
I believe conversations have been had.
Yep.
I believe that Brian Gutekunst is doing his part to try to make this happen. Now, just one part of it, of being willing to pay Micah Parsons, reportedly, rumors, $45 million a year. That's even a big step because you're talking about between, it doesn't work out like this from a steady flow cap
but
standpoint.
Easy
but
easy money.
But easy money would say Jordan Love's 55 and Micah Parsons 45. That's $100 million.
That's Will Chamberlain.
Dr. Evil. Well, $100 million on two players. But we know Micah Parsons elite. We hope Jordan Love can be elite. It would be money well spent. So I believe Brian Gutekunst is doing his part to put together a reasonable trade, which that alone is headline-worthy news for any Green Bay Packer fan.
Well, I believe where there's smoke, there's fire. Obviously, Brad does as well. Kenan Madison, what are your thoughts about the Micah to the Packers trade talk?
Micah?
I believe Micah in green and gold number 11 looks so beautiful. So beautiful. What I love to see is excitement on both sides of the ball. It's not just Micah joining the team. That would help the backside of the ball. But let's talk about now on the offense. We got exciting. We're talking about Golden up front, bringing excitement to both sides of the ball now. Now your defense excited with Micah there. Golden brings excitement offensively. Everyone's excited. And, you know, if you talk about a big signing last year, and I'm not saying, you know, Micah Parsons is going to have an impact like Saquon Barkley did for Philly. That's a big jump. But could he? 100% he could have a great defensive year, and he could boost that back end. Now we're excited. We're having fun. Our defense is flying around. But my head's spinning now because you dropped the Brewers news on me. To get me off of talking about the Brewers, now I'm thinking about that. And I got another question for you guys. This is changing subjects.
All right, quickly.
Any word on Robert Gasser?
Robert Gasser, if thanks coming, he'll be coming back as well. I'm not sure. I haven't
heard any updates. He's working through the minors right now.
No, well, Tommy John last June.
So I mean, I saw ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's an 18-month
Chef
deal,
Boy
right?
said we got Gasser coming up too. So maybe Gasser will be coming back. I don't know
what the timeline is on that.
I thought it was 12 to 15 months, but maybe
it's like the old ACL. ACLs used to be like legitimately 12
year.
Months, and now it's like 8, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean.
So here we go. So Pat Murphy said back on August 1st that they will build him up in the minors as a starter, but if and when a need arrives late in the season, he could be moved to a relief role.
He's pitching in the minors right now. Just had his 8th rehab start, so shout out to him. So Robert Gasser could be coming up, so hopefully that works out. Appreciate you with the comments, Kent. Jake in Eden, Ohio, listening on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Make sure you go to your app store, whether it's the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, to download the ESPN Wisconsin app so you can be like Jake and listen to us anywhere. What up, Jake? What are your thoughts? Is this trade happening?
Good. What's up, boys? Good plug there. I'm in the tractor right now, so sorry if it's a little noisy.
The tractor. Let's go.
I've spin zoned myself twice here because earlier, what's his name from Detroit? He said, you know, he'll probably go AFC, which I was like, yeah, obviously, like Jerry wouldn't do that. But he also brought out Baltimore, which first team to come to mind thing. He would never trade them to Baltimore or a Bills or a Kansas City. Because Jerry is so delusional, he thinks he's going to play them in the Super Bowl, which is just crazy. But also, I've spin zoned myself all the way back to he might, you know, there's a chance he could come to the NFC because Jerry is that kind of dumb and also a little bit like narcissistic, like, oh, we're the Dallas Cowboys, we're better than everybody else. And we might, we could probably see you in the playoffs and we'll beat you at your own game. But also, my dad's from Atlanta and my uncle, my favorite uncle is from Wisconsin. So I'm a Braves fan and a Green Bay fan. And the Braves are very similar to Green Bay when it comes to free agency, signing, spending the money and whatever. So that's the only thing that worries me is, you know, they gave Jordan Love all this money and rightfully so. I like Jordan Love. I think he's the future.
Yeah, I hear you. I like Jordan Love, too. And you sound like you're going back and forth. Don't go back and forth. Don't go back and forth. The Packers have the money to do it, and there is a chance that it's going to happen. I'm telling you this right now, KBN Nation. There is a chance it's going to happen. I'm not a person. I can't read people. And I'm not a professional at doing that. But I know a little bit of something about knowing some tea. And Goody is a man that knows the T that he's doing all he can to get Micah Parsons. He's one of those guys saying, I know something you don't know.
It's one thing to hear it and to see it on Twitter. Unverified accounts, things like that. They can be more cavalier with their reporting. It's another thing entirely that Brian Gutekunst stand there at the podium wearing that green and gold vest that he always wears with that Lightwood podium and to say to the media and then say to us that we always take a long look at how we can make the team better. And when asked, is this team one player away? Dude lands the plane about acquiring players. Talk about spin zone. There's been a lot going on this show, right? Trevor McGill, Micah Parsons, Brian Gutekunst. My head is still spinning with that line of dialogue from Brian Gutekunst. That says everything you need to know about a generally tight-lipped dude.
Yeah. Go and get him. Go and get him. But Brad, you know what? Something I want to go and get?
What's that?
I want to go and get a pen so I can evaluate you and evaluate Hear Brad out, because it has been far too long since we heard any of your nonsense and crazy thoughts for Hear Brad out. So KBN Nation, coming up next, you're going to hear from Bradley Norman himself as he comes back from surgery with his first Hear Brad out. Now, Brad, will it be good? Will it be bad?
It's be good.
Probably going to be bad, but you'll find out in 4 minutes. Keep it locked. You're listening to Kyle Bruston Norman right here on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Kyle Bruston Norton.
These hands are not made for fixing anything in a house. I make a phone call, and I'm cheap, but I ain't that cheap. I got my guys. Got my handyman. Shout out to Chris. Under the table.
Just like that. Dude's getting audited now.
Yeah.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Practice club. We gon' go all night. We gon' light it up like it's dynamite.
It is Kyle Bruston Norman here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, all under the beautiful umbrella of ESPN Wisconsin. You can watch and stream us live by going to ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe, or watch us live on ESPN Madison on YouTube as well. Now, it's been a while. But our boy Bradley is back, and I don't know about you, Strofe, but I've missed Hear Brad out. Have you?
Believe it or not, despite the monstrosities that have occurred here, I love this segment very much.
I love it too.
And I'm just going to say, KBN Nation, in my silence, in the dwelling in my head, I thought a little about Hear Brad out. So before we kick it off, I'm going to, there will also be some, listen, I love all my Hear Brad outs. They're my children. You know that. I believe in them. I love them. I'll admit some of them are a hair more, I use creative, liberties.
Outlandish?
Yeah. I wouldn't go so as far as outlandish. They're all practical, but Ooh. Some of them are also a little bit more, okay, that's actually a really good idea. This one, I'm going to try to balance those a little bit more going forward. This one, actually a great idea.
All right, well, I guess it's time to Hear Brad out.
They say punters are people, too.
Punters are worthy of breaking news.
No, really, that's what they say.
Raising awareness everywhere that punters are people, too.
Okay, let's go to it. Time to hear from the punter. Time to Hear Brad out.
All right, guys. That's my first time doing it. I got nervous.
Man, it's like 3 weeks later. You guys are still on it. How about you guys?
Trying to time it out, man.
All right, guys. Well, the Brewers' schedule for 2026 came out yesterday, and I've been dwelling about Major League Baseball, their schedule. I've got a change to how Major League Baseball does schedule that everybody is going to be able to enjoy, and here's what it is.
What's wrong with MLB schedules? Can I just ask?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you. One of the things I love, and I mean I love, about the NFL schedule is flex games. Right? Because the NFL sets the schedule, but they can flex games at different times, and they try to push divisional matchups later, so you have intrigue at the end of the year. My proposal for Major League Baseball is that all teams play their divisional opponents the final 2 weeks of the season. So the Brewers would play the Reds, the Cubs, the Pirates, and the Cardinals as their final four matchups throughout the year. But not just that, because they don't have that right now. It's a little bit of, they play.
Isn't that five teams?
Well, five teams in the division.
So how do you, somebody's going to have to be off, right? Mathematically, you can't.
just go with it. There'll be breaks and all that kind of stuff too. They'll find a way. Okay. They'll find a way. They'll find a way.
All right. So, all right, the math
Kyle, don't let something like that get in the way of a good idea. Because what it comes down to is you want those final matchups to mean a whole lot. Imagine if the Brewers were playing the Cubs in the final series of the year this year. You won't get that, but sometimes you get that in the NFL. So you backlog all divisional opponents for the final weeks, but that's not all. You earmark those weeks for those divisional opponents, but at the September 1st, right? So what would be in a couple days? You look at it and say, which matchups are likely going to decide the division? And which ones won't? The ones that won't go earlier in the final 2 weeks, and the ones that do, you put at the final matchups of the season. So for instance, this year, the Brewers would be playing the Cubs as the final season. And you could, again, you manipulate these, right? Because again, if the Brewers stunk and it was the Cubs and the Reds, then you put them as the final one. It'd be like the Dodgers and the Padres, Phillies and the Mets, the Tigers and the Royals. You got the Blue Jays and the Red Sox, maybe the Yankees. So you've got these and the Astros and the Seattle Mariners. All of those teams are number one and number two in their respective divisions. And we could have a dynamite weekend of baseball that would end the regular season with a bang, with all these teams potentially playing one another for the division title. Here's why I think it's important. One, sense of urgency. Major League Baseball, they're trying to figure out ways to increase the game, make intrigue, make it fun, entertaining. It would certainly do that. And also, I'm not going to lie, I don't know about you guys, divisional games, they don't feel like they have the juice, the zest they once did. With Major League Baseball, now you play every single Major League team. You play your divisional opponent less. Therefore, those games kind of matter a little bit less. I want to make those games matter a whole lot. And the way you do that is you backlog them at the end of the year. September 1st, you rearrange them to make sure the 1 and 2 are playing for the final weekend. And you have yourself a banging end of the weekend. You're taking the flex scene idea. You're taking it to Major League Baseball. And not only do you get a great October, you get a great end of September.
So the
downside, if there is one, would be that there's a little bit of, you know, you buy a ticket for a game that you don't know who's going to be playing.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I don't like it. If anything, if I'm leading my division, I want to flex to playing the bad team at the end of the year. I don't want to play the good team.
That's a loser's mentality.
Sure, I want to win. I'm looking to win. I don't like it. It's too much moving around, too much maneuvering. And then explain to me how five teams can mathematically play each other to end the season.
Let them all take
a three-game break.
The teams that are in last place, of all these five teams, those teams play one another. The last place teams play one another.
So you just say, hey, you're going to be playing a crossover game.
Yeah, yeah, you do a crossover game.
Okay.
And those games,
they're
already thinking about being in Cabo anyway, Kyle. They're already thinking about...
What did
about,
you do for 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out.
What do you mean?
Here.
This is a great idea.
No, this you wouldn't the schedule watch, just came
you,
out.
You exactly.
You this said is, you were pondering for weeks.
Well, this was something that it was I honestly just ironic. This indicated to me that of my menu of Hear Brad Outs, this was on there. When I saw the schedule come out, I said, perfect. I'm pulling out Major League Baseball.
One of the last things you told
flexing.
Me in the old Brad voice was, Strofe, during my time off, I'm going to lay down. I'm not going to say a word. I'm going to use it almost like an Aaron Rodgers darkness retreat.
Yes.
And I'm going to rethink how the Hear Brad Outs have been going. New Brad is 0-1.
0-1? You're telling me you don't want this? You don't want all these flexed games for the Major League Baseball?
No.
Playing for the division?
Listen, I don't care. I don't care. I want to win. Give me the easiest schedule to win. That's all I care
about.
Oh, wow. What do you mean? Oh, wow.
I thought you wanted to be, you know, a spotlight on you.
I'm still a little bit of championship series. I'm first place. There's still a spotlight on me. I don't like the idea, Brad. You're 0-1 like Trophy said.
Oh, my gosh.
Go back to the old voice.
The old voice didn't have good ones either, by your judgment.
I mean, but I think I like the old voice ones better.
I speaking of the voice, we got to talk about it.
Okay.
I'm used to it once we're rolling on the show. Because it sounds like the Brad I used to host Wisconsin College Game Day with.
Yeah.
But the very first words I hear you speak every day, it's like, whoa, what happened?
There's a little bit of a shock at all.
Agreed.
Can you pull?
If you look at him, you're like, who is this guy?
Well, so here, I'm curious. So I've been told that my old voice was one voice. It became gravelly and grainy. That was my polyp voice. But then the voice you currently hear is a different voice from either of the two of them. See, is that what you're hearing? Do I have a whole new voice than before? Maybe that's why everyone's so shaken by it.
It's closer to the first voice.
Closer to the first one, but not fully there.
No, not fully there.
So I've had three voices throughout my life.
You've had three voices throughout 2 years, not even.
That's right.
That's a lot for me to deal with. There's, I already got enough voices in my head.
Usually there's one thing that remains consistent throughout someone's voice or their life. That's their voice. Yeah. I've had three voices in 2 years.
Does that make you feel special?
Yeah, it kind of does. Well, kind of does.
Brad, you know what? I like you enough where I'll say you're a special guy. If you like to hear Brad out, let me know. But right now, the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. I've heard better. For not bad, but...
Showroom. And when you're in the showroom, you can put together what you want. Vinyl, wood.
You're like a legitimate child walking around the showroom, but...
When was that?
July 9th of 2024.
Yeah, that sounds like you now, Mark.
That sounds like me now?
Yeah.
Legitimate child.
Yeah. Damn. Fucking baby.
Like, I was army crawling. You're like a legitimate child walking around the showroom, but...
Say it again. Legitimate child.
A legitimate child walking around the showroom.
Oh, you're back. That's you.
Yeah, that's you.
Is that me? Okay.
Yeah, you're back.
So maybe I did have just two voices.
Not only your voice is back, but so is everybody hating here, Brad, out.
Okay.
So congratulations. Well,
some things are universal, I suppose.
The surgery worked.
It worked.
The surgery worked.
I'm back. I am so back.
He is so back. But something we're bringing back. We used to play the Yodely game when it came to contract and what number Jordan Love was going to get. Well, you know what, Stroh? I want to bring the Yodely game back. But this time, I want to figure out who is off limits when we're talking about a trade for Micah Parsons. Because so many people told me that you can't just give away picks. You also got to be ready to give away players. So what we'll talk about next is what players are we willing to give up and where do we draw that line? This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman on ESPN Wisconsin, and we'll be playing the Yodel game about who will give up to get Micah Parsons coming up next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
I said, baby, we got to do more sucking. And so I called the company. I said, listen, y'all put this thing in here. Y'all need to come on.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
I don't know who you were talking to like that in the break.
You said that on air?
I said that on air.
I told Stroh I would slap the taste out of his mouth. And he immediately said, try me if you want to, but I'll go straight to HR.
Mm. I'm not above that.
He's not.
You think I'm above that?
And I told him, this ain't the time I need to be in HR office. So you got me on that one. No defense. What can I say?
You respect that. You're looking to call Gruber anytime something happens.
A snitch knows a snitch, and I guess Stroh is snitching.
HR is all.
Yeah, you know what? And I need my checks right now. So you know what, Stroh?
Why's that? What's going on?
I'm getting married soon, so I need my
money. Is that expensive?
Pretty expensive. I would say so. Expensive enough to have to cut the list down, I tell you.
Oh, wow.
We losing our spots?
No, you guys will be fine. I'm not going to do you like Ben.
Thank God. I wasn't ready for another 3 months of that.
Too much drama.
I ain't like that. And plus,
you think you're going to forget to invite anybody like you did to Josh?
Dude.
Do you worry about that?
I am a little concerned about that. I am. Because there was a wedding I went to like 2 weeks ago. Shout out to my boy Rimzik.
You about to say you forgot to invite him to your wedding?
He wasn't on the original list.
Wow.
And I was going down. I said, oh my gosh. We forgot Rimzik.
Just blanked on him.
I mean, but it's early.
You should go through your contacts. Scroll through the contacts of your phone.
He is saved. But you know how many numbers I got in my phone?
I've got so many numbers in my phone. That would take forever.
If you're trying to make sure you don't miss someone for your wedding.
I guess. And then if I do it with my girl, who is that? Who is that? I don't know.
Maybe it's good relationship communication.
Oh, yeah. Somebody I met in Vegas in 2011. Okay. Probably should delete the number. I barely save numbers in my phone. Stroh's number still not saved. I saved it. Wasn't saved at first.
What's it saved as?
Just Stroh.
Yeah.
But this is Kyle Bruston-Nortman. Again, you can watch the stream us live on YouTube by going to ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison on YouTube. You can chime in on today's conversation about Micah Parsons by calling in or texting in at 800-990-3776, as there are rumors out there that Micah Parsons could be on his way to Green Bay. But with those rumors, what exactly would the Packers have to give up, and what would you be willing to give up? Because some folks are saying picks aren't enough, so I'm going to say, you know what? You may be right. Who are you willing to give up, Bradley? And we're going to play that with the Yodely Gang. Go ahead, Alex Strofin, hit it.
This brings back memories, though.
Sure does.
Our first, I think with George Love, the first
episode was 40
million.
So I think what we've agreed upon is this is attached to two first-round picks. And maybe even like a mid-rounder, second, third, fourth.
Yeah, I'd probably say at least two firsts and a third, plus a player. That probably gets it done.
Let's start with Lucas Van Ness.
Keep going.
Yep, pass.
Hell, Jerry, if you want Lucas, take him. Take him.
You're saying that's like part of like Dallas doing us a favor?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
What are y'all wilding for? Is this like breaking news?
How about Rashawn Gary?
Thank you.
You have him.
Clearing some money for us. Thank you.
Yeah.
Kenny Clark?
His old behind. Take him.
Yeah.
Take him.
Okay. All right. How about a fun one? Brandon McManus, but you are required to bring back Anders Carlson.
Anders, well, listen.
Welcome back, Anders.
We can find a way. We can survive.
I'm going to say, Micah, we can't trust this field goal kicker, so you're going to have to.
Micah.
We're going to have to make sure we up by four every time.
You hope that he can pull that off.
Okay, now let's get serious, boys. Would you trade two first-round picks, a third-round pick, and Zach Tom?
Hey, Zach. Man,
I would trade Zach.
Jordan, be ready. Jordan Morgan, get ready to play right tackle.
Two first-round picks, a third, and Tucker Kraft.
Yeah. Hey. Yep. Tucker.
Tucker, it was good knowing you. You can do all that hunting stuff down in Texas, too. They love guns down there, so go ahead and do that.
Two first-round picks and Xavier McKinney.
Ooh. Now, this is...
Yeah, I'm going to say X-Man.
It's been a pleasure. I agree.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for upping your value for this trade. We're going to go with Micah.
Hey,
Micah.
I appreciate all the mentorship you did for Evan Williams. I appreciate the mentorship for Zane Anderson.
This is why you drafted Javon Bullard. Yeah.
You got Nate Hobbs in the slot. I mean, X is all pro, but he ain't MVP, defensive MVP level. So, man.
Okay.
Keep going.
Wow. I hate to do this because it's just never, this isn't even realistic. Matthew Golden.
He never plays a snap for the Packers.
That'd be correct.
It's like Kyrie
and
Irving.
Also,
or not Kyrie,
let's keep in mind,
Wiggins.
Dallas has CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens.
Yeah. I would say Romeo Doubs better throw on that skull cap. Or whatever,
the guardian cap.
Better stay healthy.
Yeah.
See you, Golden.
Golden, you were just in Texas. I mean, you know how to do the Texas two-step. So, I mean, you just moving from Austin down to Dallas. Ain't too far. I don't know the geography of Texas, how far it is. But, hey, he was in Houston.
Played
he
in Houston,
in
too.
Austin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's comfortable in Texas.
Mean, yeah. Sayonara, buddy.
Wow. You give up Matthew Golden for Micah Parsons.
Yes. What are you talking about? Yes.
You've dubbed
and
him.
And two first-round picks.
The Packers just – I dubbed him a lot of things, but he ain't – The level of Michael Parsons, the Packers had a top five offense last year without Matthew Golden. We'll find a way.
Josh Jacobs.
That's tough.
Marshawn Lloyd can't stay healthy.
He cannot. Emmanuel Wilson runs hard. We got
Chris Brooks.
Chris Brooks, baby. Come on.
Chris
That's my
Brooks,
guy. Yeah. I love Chris Brooks.
And the kid from South Dakota State looked real good. Amari, I think his name is Johnson.
Amar.
Amar? He looks.
Not on the team anymore.
Well, no, he looked. Did he get on a practice squad or somebody snacked him up?
We're talking about practice squad.
I think he's just a straight up free agent.
Oh, the Packers team signed him.
You still get rid of. You say Josh Jacobs, thank you for toting the rock.
I mean, we had Sam Condado as a running back. We'll be all right.
Yeah.
We'll be all right. We had Fat Eddie. We can find somebody. Josh, you good, but come on now. We good. We got Jordan Love, and Jordan we trust.
Speaking of Jordan Love.
Not yet.
Oh.
Because we know that's where you're going to draw the line. You ain't trained.
Well, I mean, you got Malik Willis.
Yeah, Malik is undefeated.
Oh, God, okay. I was going to save him for the end. Edrin Cooper.
Oh.
Coop.
You know I already said about Cooper. I love Coop, but the hell with him.
And by the way, to answer your question, Israel Abatakanda was signed to the practice squad.
Abatakanda?
But Amar Johnson was not.
He was not. Okay.
Wow. So the guy Kyle liked didn't even have on the team?
He ain't on the team. Well, never mind.
Edgerrin Cooper, he's so young and so cheap. So much potential. But you still take him. You still let him go. So let him go. For Micah.
Yeah. Coop, listen, I love you, but, you know, you played at Texas A&M, so, you'll have fun down there again. Welcome home.
Jordan Love. 2 first-round picks and Jordan Love for Micah Parsons.
You get some cap relief, and you got Malik Willis.
Dak Prescott and Jordan Love under the same roof. Have fun.
This is
where you draw the line. Because at the end of the day, you need a quarterback. That's where you draw the line.
So long story short,
everybody,
you trade anybody on the team except for Jordan Love.
Basically, on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page, Pierre just said, no, not Coop. Coop got to stay. Hell no, Coop got to go. I'll give him a first class. Well, I won't give him a first class ticket. Because I ain't got the money like that. But I have my all-you-can-fly pass. I will share it with Edgerrin Cooper so he can go down to Texas.
My next question is, any of the final 5 guys that we talked about, let's say McKinney, Jacobs, Cooper, Matthew Golden, Tucker Kraft, what if Jerry says, I need 2 of them?
Woo! Because
it was pretty easy. Let's be honest, it was pretty
easy. I'm getting uncomfortable.
It was pretty easy for us all to be like, yeah.
Now you're tearing
but
a roster. That's
Josh Jacobs and Edgerrin Cooper.
This ain't the NBA. No. You ain't
2 firsts, a third, not, you, Cooper and Josh Jacobs.
You ain't going to fleece me. 2 firsts and 2
But he stinks
two,
at
two
first anyway.
You're talking about 2 for an emerging player and a running back. That's really,
Not Coop.
I'm saying no to that, actually.
What about your free agent class? Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney. You get to keep Coop.
I'm not trading two.
Relief. Their guys are getting old anyway.
I'm not trading.
Hey, Amar.
Well, getting old.
Come on back. Amar.
Nah, I'm drawing the line there.
I think it's an easy decision with any one player not named Jordan Love. With 2...
Yeah, now you're just playing games. If they asked for 2 players, I would literally say to Jerry, I hope he never plays another down for you. I hope you reap.
Oh,
what
you curse him?
Yeah, hell yeah. Wow. Your team sucks, and that's why. I would say, you know what, Jerry? I see why your team sucks. See why you haven't done anything in 25 years.
Yeah,
you suck. So yeah, that's it.
Okay, well there you go. There's your line.
There is the line. 800-990-3776. Again, we are reacting to the news and the rumors. Do you believe it will happen? That is what we want to know. What does your gut tell you about the Micah Parsons news? We have that, and I got an update on the Chipmunks as well, but keep it locked. You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Nortman right here on ESPN Wisconsin. But before I go, I got to tell you about American Family Insurance. And guess what? The Brew Crew is doing well, and your dream game starts at Parking Lot Patio, which is located near the clock tower outside American Family Field. Parking Lot Patio is your go-to pregame hangout. You can play yard games, grab free giveaways, and it's all free fun in the open for all ages. So stop by before the next home game at the Parking Lot Patio presented by American Family Insurance. And always remember with AmFam, all you gotta do is go to AmFam.com. You can get a quote instantly online for homeowners insurance or car insurance, or you can find an agent near you. Simply go to AmFam.com today. American Family Insurance. We'll have more coming up on Kyle, Bruss, and Norman.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Is one of the things that your girlfriend gets upset with is you interrupting her like this?
Probably.
I just complimented you. What the hell?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's probably sad coming over tonight. You told me you don't know your
feelings. Can we focus on mine? I think I'm. It is Kyle Bruston Nortman here on ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Kyle Wallace. He's Brad Nortman, longtime NFL punter, legend at Wisconsin. Alex Strobe holding it down behind the glass. Ben Bruss gallivanting across the globe as he celebrates his marriage and his new wife.
I hope he made friends.
I could care less. Really could. It's stupid.
The fact he texted us on his honeymoon and said, I want to make friends is crazy.
It's absurd. It's insane.
I want to play games, he said.
It's very odd. It's a different cat, man.
Play games.
Different cat.
You're on your honeymoon.
Yeah.
Focus on your wife.
Yeah, that's only.
Been married for 3 days.
And already probably annoying to hell.
I want to play games.
Could you imagine not knowing Ben Brust?
Could you imagine being married to Ben Brust?
After that speech, I would have
reconsidered. If Ben Brust came up to you, they're staying at an awesome place.
Oh, really?
Awesome place.
How do you know that?
Well, I don't know details, but I know like
you've
the area.
You've been there before?
What?
You've been to their hotel?
No, but he's described, he's told me the area he's staying. It's a beautiful area from what little I know about it.
But do people go on trips and look at the areas a lot like that? Like I just,
what do you mean? That's the whole point.
Well, what kind of question was that?
Well, I mean, like, you know, when you're going to Portugal, you're probably going, well, whoops.
Okay.
When you're going out of the country.
He tells our audience everything, so I don't think
I'm
it's
sure
a big
he
deal.
Said that. I'll be going to Portugal myself. So I'm going to Lisbon.
And you stayed in a beautiful area, Portugal.
I'm just staying in Lisbon, and the nice hotel. I'm just finding a decent hotel. I'm assuming it's nice. It's close to a park.
What is it about that chair that you just made the story about Ben about you?
Because what I'm saying is when you're right. You got me, Joe. You got. I'm trying to figure out because Brad said, "Oh, he's
schooled by the producer."
Planning. I don't know.
Well, because they're staying at. Well, I don't know if it's the Four Seasons, Kyle, of Bora Bora, but from what Ben described, it sounds like a nice place in a very great area of Portugal. And I just couldn't imagine going there and then having there be somebody like Ben Brust trying to make friends with me. That would ruin the trip. I'm not trying to make friends on a trip.
Yeah, not at all. It's never crossed my mind. And as I get ready to travel to Lisbon myself, I have no interest. I didn't not once did I say, "Oh, baby girl, when we book this hotel, I sure hope we find some friends so we can talk to." The hell with the friends. I'm here to enjoy my time with her, enjoy the wedding, and get back to America.
You think when Ben introduces himself to a potential friend abroad, he brings up the fact he was a really good athlete?
Yes. Yes.
You think he drops that for like brownie points right out of the game?
Within the first 5 minutes. He'll lay bait. To make sure they ask.
Or to make sure they think he's cool.
Yeah.
I bet you Brad brings up that he plays in the NFL or played in the NFL less than Ben brings up that he probably, you know, he played in a Final Four. He plays basketball. He played at Wisconsin. Like, I guarantee you Ben just talks about, I play a little bit of basketball. Oh, really? Did you play? Played at Wisconsin. Yeah. I don't know.
There's
Bo
a YouTube
Ryan.
Clip against Michigan. You might want to pull it up.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Really? Like, Brad, I'm telling you, Ben is 100% that guy. He's 100% that guy.
I would love to live in a world where Ben and Kyle don't know one another, and they're on vacation, and Ben tries to make friends with Kyle. We can't get Kyle to do friend stuff here.
I would say.
Let alone abroad. So I can't imagine a stranger on your coveted PTO in time with baby girl to have some stranger trying to make friends with you.
I would say, baby girl, that weirdo on the beach tried to get my number. Like, what? what is he doing? He asked me for the Snapchat. I said, well, excuse me, sir. Not doing
Snapchat.
It. No, it's very, very interesting. But again, 800-990-3776. We are reacting, fellas. Reacting to the Micah Parsons potential trade.
I don't know if we've got Strofe's reaction. You don't have a whole lot of time, but generally speaking, we've talked for 2 hours. How is Mr. Packerbacker number two back there feeling?
I enjoy the idea of suspending reality on a Wednesday in August.
Oh, come on. Suspending reality? What's not real about this?
Jerry Jones.
Yeah, what about Jerry?
Is the president of the Cowboys.
Jerry.
That one. Loved him.
Micah.
He hates the Packers.
Who doesn't he hate?
But he's a deal maker.
Yeah, but there's no way Goody's going to offer him a deal that he goes, I can't refuse that.
Nice.
But he has to,
Brian, you have offered me a deal that I cannot refuse. That ain't happening.
I mean, I feel like the relationship has gone to a point where Micah Parsons, I think, is taking it personal. And I understand things could be
mended. I'm not saying Micah Parsons isn't going to be traded. I just don't think it's going to be a Green Bay.
I think it's a Green
Bay.
What
if they offer the best package?
I don't know how comfortable I would be with that, but I'm open to it.
No, I wholeheartedly believe. See, Strofe, you're running away from reality. Reality is that the Green Bay Packers, and based off what we have heard from
you, think other teams aren't making deals, Kyle?
Sure, they're probably making deals as well. But I'm just saying, right now, it seems like the Green Bay Packers are the hot team. It seems like Green Bay Packers might be in the driver's seat to be able to acquire, as Goody said, a player of the caliber of a Micah Parsons. So we'll continue talking in this conversation. Corey and Wally, coming up at the best damn sports show in Beaver Dam. Jim Madden and Molly coming up on ESPN Madison. We'll have more Kyle Brusson, Norman.